Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter Summaries, Adi 1, The Spiritual Masters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than the combined form of Sri Radha and Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is the life of those devotees who strictly follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Sanatan Goswami are the two principal followers of Srila Swarup Damodara Goswami, and he acted as the most confidential servitor of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who in his early life was known as Vishvambara. A direct disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami was Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. The author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, stands as the direct disciple of Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. The direct disciple of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was Srila Narottama Das Thakur, who accepted Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti as his servitor. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur accepted Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, who initiated Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur, who in turn initiated Srila Gaurakishora Das Babaji, who was the spiritual master of Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, the divine master of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And since we belong to this chain of disciplic succession from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this edition of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita contains nothing newly manufactured by our tiny brains, but only remnants of food originally eaten by Lord Chaitanya himself. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply does not belong to the mundane plane of the three qualitative modes, goodness, passion, and ignorance. No, Lord Chaitanya belongs to the transcendental plane, which is beyond the reach of the imperfect sense perception of a conditioned living entity. So even the most erudite mundane scholar cannot approach the transcendental plane unless one submits oneself to the transcendental sound with a receptive mood. For in that mood only can one realize the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What will be described herein, therefore, has nothing to do with the experimental thoughts created by the speculative habits of inert minds. The subject matter of this book is not a mental concoction, but a factual spiritual experience which can only be realized by accepting the line of disciplic succession described above. So any deviation from that line will bewilder the reader's understanding of the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is a transcendental literature meant for the postgraduate study of one who has realized all the Vedic scriptures, such as the Upanishads and the Vedanta Sutra, and their natural commentaries, such as Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. This edition of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is presented for the study of sincere scholars who are really seeking the absolute truth. It is not the arrogant scholarship of a mental speculator, but instead a sincere effort to serve the order of a superior authority whose service is the life and soul of this humble effort. It does not deviate even slightly from the revealed scriptures, and therefore anyone who follows in the disciplic line will be able to realize the essence of this book simply by the method of oral reception. The first chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita begins with 14 Sanskrit verses which describe the Absolute Truth. Then, the next 3 Sanskrit verses describe the principal deities of Vrindavan, namely Sri Radha Madana Mohana, Sri Radha Govinda Deva, and Sri Radha Gopinathaji. The first of the 14 verses is a symbolic representation of the Supreme Truth, and the entire first chapter is in actuality devoted to this single verse, which describes Lord Chaitanya in his 6 different transcendental expansions. The first manifestation described is the spiritual master, who appears in 2 plenary or full parts, called the initiating spiritual master and the instructing spiritual master. They are identical because both of them are phenomenal manifestations of the Supreme Truth. Next described are the devotees, who are divided into 2 classes, namely the apprentices and the graduates. Next are the incarnations or avatars of the Lord, who are explained to be non-different from the Lord. These incarnations are considered in 3 divisions: incarnations of the potency of the Lord, incarnations of the Lord's qualities, and incarnations of the Lord's authority. And in this connection, Lord Sri Krishna's direct manifestations and Krishna's manifestations for transcendental pastimes are discussed. Next considered are the potencies of the Lord, of which 3 principal manifestations are described: the consorts in the kingdom of God, Vaikuntha, the queens of Dwarakadham, and highest of all, the damsels of Vrajadham. And finally, there is the Supreme Lord Himself, who is the fountainhead of all these various manifestations. Lord Sri Krishna and His plenary or full expansions are all in the category of the Lord Himself, the energetic Absolute Truth, whereas His devotees and His eternal associates are His energies. The energy and energetic are fundamentally one, but since their functions are differently exhibited, they are simultaneously different also. Thus, the Absolute Truth is manifest as diversity in one unit. This philosophical truth, which is pursuant to the Vedanta Sutra, is called Achintya Bheda Abheda Tattva, or the conception of simultaneous oneness and difference. Finally, in the latter portion of this first chapter, the transcendental position of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and that of Srila Nityananda Prabhu are described with reference to the above theistic facts. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Isham Ishavatarakan Tat Prakashangsha Tat Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto number 1, the spiritual masters, number 2, the devotees of the Lord, number 3, the Lord's incarnations, number 4, His plenary or full portions, number 5, His energies, and number 6, the primeval Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanandau Sahoditau Gaudodaye Pushpavantau Chitrao Shandau Tamau Nudau. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda just to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Yad Advaitam Brahmopanishadi Tad Api Asya Tanubha Ya Atmantar Yami Purusha Itiso Syangsha Vibhava Shad Aishvaryai Purno Ya Iha Bhagavan Sa Svayang Ayang Na Chaitanyat Krishnaj Jagati Paratatvam Param Iha. What the Upanishads describe as impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of Lord Chaitanya's body. And the Lord, known as the Supersoul, is but Lord Chaitanya's localized plenary portion. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, full with six opulences. Lord Chaitanya is the absolute truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to Lord Chaitanya. Anarpita charin chirat, karunayavatirna kalau, samarpaitum anatojvala rasang, swabhakti shriyam, hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita, sada hridaya kandare spuratu va shachi nandana. May that Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Shachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, Lord Chaitanya has appeared in this age of Kali by his causeless mercy, just to bestow what no other incarnation has ever offered before. What is that? The mellow of conjugal love, which is the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Kladani Shaktir Asmad Ekatmanav Api Bhuvi Pura Dehabvedang Gatau Tau Chaitanyakyang Prakatam Aduna Tadvayang Chaityam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Supreme Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to this Lord Chaitanya, who has manifest himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although Lord Chaitanya is actually Krishna himself. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva Svadyo Yenad Vuta Madhurima Kidrisho Va Madhya Saukyam Chasya Mad Anubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tad Bhavadya Samajani Shachi Garbha Sindhau Harindu. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in Krishna that Radha alone relishes through her love, and the happiness Radha feels when Radha realizes the sweetness of Krishna's love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with Radha's emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Shachi Devi, just as it is commonly seen that the moon appears from the ocean. Sankarsana karana toya shayi, garbhoda shayi, chapayogdi shayi, sheshascha yasyangcha kala sanitya nandakya rama sharanang mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsana, Sheshanag and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana Ocean, Garbha Ocean, and Milk Ocean are Nityananda's plenary portions and portions of Nityananda's plenary portions. Mayatite vyapi vaikuntha loke purnaishvarye shri chaturvyuha madye upang yasyodvati sankarshanakyam tang sri nityananda ramang prapadye. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Sankarshan, in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudeva, Sankarshana, Prajuna, and Aniruddha. Sri Nityananda Ram possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond this material creation. Maya Varta Janda Sangha Shrayanga Shete Sakshat Karanam Bodhi Madye Yasyai Kangsha Sri Puman Adi Devas Tang Sri Nityananda Ramang Prapadye. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation, known as Karanodakashayi Vishnu, who lies on the Karana Ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy, and the shelter for all of the material universes. Yasyangchangsha Srila Garbhodashayi Yan Nabi Abjang Loka Sangata Nalam Loka Srastu Sutika Dhamma Datus Tang Sri Nityananda Ramang Prapadye. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is known as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. And from the navel of Garbhodakashayi Vishnu sprouts the lotus, which is the birthplace of Lord Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. Yasyang chang chang cha paramatma kilanang poshta vishnur bhati dugdabdi shayi kshauni varta yat kalaso pi anantas tang sri nityananda ramang prapadye. I offer my respectful obeisances fully unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying on the ocean of milk. That Kshirodakashayi Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities and is also the maintainer of the universe. Sheshanag is his further subpart. Mahavishnur Jagatkarta Mayayaya Sujati Adha Tasyavatara Evayam Advaita Acharya Ishwaraha. Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu, whose main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya. Advaitang Harinadvaitad Acharyam Bhakti Sangsanat Bhaktavataram Ishantam Advaita Acharyam Ashraye. Because Advaita Acharya is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya. Advaita Acharya is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. I therefore take shelter of Srila Advaita Acharya. Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam. I offer my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord, Krishna, who is none different from his features as a devotee, devotional incarnation, devotional manifestation, pure devotee, and devotional energy. Jayatang Suratau Pangor mama manda mater gati mat sarvasva padam bhojao radha madana mohanao. Glory to the all-merciful Radha and Madana Mohan. I am lame and ill-advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadha Srimad Ratnagara Singhasanastau Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devau Preshthali Bi Sevyamanao Smarami. In a temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Sriman Rasa Rasarambhi Vangshivata Tata Stitaha Karshan Venu Swanayar Gopir Gopinatha Sriye Stunaha. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the Rasa dance, stands on the shore in Vangshivata and attracts the attention of the cowherder damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. And may they all confer upon us their benediction. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Glory to Sri Chaitanya and Nityananda. Glory to Advaita Chandra. And glory to all the devotees of Sri Gaura Hari, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Recorded August 23, 2022, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.